Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer. He wore 36, finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, played at Florida State. You know him for getting chili dumped on his head at a Wendy's. He is Leroy Butler.
Allegedly, Steve.
I don't know. I'm just going off the story you just tell on the air, man. I don't know.
Well, people don't know that story.
You've told that story a lot.
We got new listeners. They don't know that story.
Well,
you can't be wasting no good Wendy's chili like that. But she did, though.
She did, all over your head. Yeah, buddy. Did you at least lick it up as it was drooling down your face, or was it hot chili? Was it hot chili?
Yeah, it was pretty. I wouldn't say hot. It was pretty warm.
It was pretty warm,
Real quick, if you don't know, is that my girlfriend at the time saw me with my cousin. It wasn't even a girl. With my cousin.
Oh,
she goes
God.
In there and gets some chili here. And put it on my head like I was cheating, but it was my cousin. It was my real live cousin. She apologized.
Your real live cousin, huh?
Didn't Dion walk in shortly after that?
And that's another alleged.
Alleged, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would have taken a picture. That would have been a classic.
I think he did, but I'm not sure if it'll ever be released. That's my guy. He would never tell nobody.
No. Okay. Will this hiatus help or hurt the Milwaukee Bucks if and when the season returns? And I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I want to talk about it again because the comments made the other day by Boonholzer talking about the fact that, well, yeah, we're all kind of working out our own individually. The guys that can work out on their own individually and do the different drills and stuff are doing that. And then Boonholzer brought up the fact, Leroy, that we're watching a lot of game film and a lot of game film of guys that we may face in the Eastern Conference playoffs. That's really what they're diving into. It could be Orlando. It could be Brooklyn because that's a real tight race. It's a half game difference. And I believe right now it would be Orlando. And that's good because if Kevin Durant is able to play to come back to play with Kyrie Irving, for the Nets, that team could be very, very interesting to deal with going forward. But as I'm reading the quotes of him talking about, well, we're really getting into film and this and that, all that came through my brain was, man, if he's doing this to them, don't you think every single team in the East is looking at Bucks film over and over and over again, looking at what happened in the Raptors series last year, looking at games in which the Bucks have lost this year, trying to figure out the best way to attack this Bucks offense with Giannis on the floor? And before I thought, well, yeah, as long as this hiatus goes, we're good. Bucks got the veteran team. Bucks are healthy. Bucks are fine. Like, this isn't going to hurt the Bucks at all. This will help them, if nothing else. And now maybe I think, because I'm a Bucks fan waiting for the other shoe to drop, I think now it's getting into my head a little bit.
Well, I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, I think the template's out there. I mean, it just doesn't feel like they've changed from last year to this year, last season, this season. We still know it's all about Giannis. Everything revolves around him. And I think for the most part, it's about Bledsoe and Middleton. What are you going to get from those guys? And then you got some periphery guys out there too, Connaughton. I mean, you've got some other guys, DiVincenzo. I mean, you have some other guys that can add to what you're you're trying to do. But I think mostly it's about your, if it's a big three, it's about those three guys and what you can get out of them. Defensively, right, then you're going to see the same thing. I think a lot of teams are letting the Bucks coast along. Not letting the Bucks coast along, but a lot of teams are just letting Giannis do his thing. And I think you're going to see them try to do the same thing that they did last year. When the playoff starts, and we all know this, Steve, when the playoff starts, it's going to get physical. They're going to let calls go. Young's going to have to be able to hit a jump shot or a mid-range shot. He's going to have to get something else to go to his game, because if it's going to be like it was last year, teams are going to try to wall him off and shut him down. Now, his assists will probably go up because I think the guys around him are a little bit better than what they were last year. Middleton is a little bit better than what he was last year. Bledsoe, I mean, you kind of getting used to Giannis' game. I think Giannis' overall game from last year is better than what it was. I think maybe his assist numbers are up a little bit. So I think if you go back and look at what he did last year to the player that he is this year, I think he's made great strides. But now, what's your question again, Steve?
The question is, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the NBA season actually comes back?
Well, I feel like it helps them, and the only way I feel that is because Giannis was a little bit banged up when we ended the season. So, like everybody else is going to be healthier. And we haven't heard anything about the COVID-19, let me knock on wood here, with the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's a good thing, too. There are a lot of other teams that are out there that are dealing with this health issues that we got going on. So I think it's helped them that Giannis is getting a bit of a rest, because they're going to need him down the stretch.
No question about that. And keeping his legs fresh, obviously, is a big deal. And Middleton's played quite a few minutes, too. And keeping Middleton healthy and Bledsoe and those guys. Do you worry about all this extra tape study that teams are getting on the Bucks, Leroy?
No, not at all. All teams watch tape. So, I mean, that's all they have to do. That's all they got to do. I mean, I expected them to say that. When you're the best, there's nothing anybody – what they don't know about the Bucks. They know everything about the Bucks. They just can't stop it. There's nothing they can have that can stop number 34. What you saw Toronto do last year, nobody else going to be able to do that. They're just not. I mean, that's the reason why this team is much better. They came out and last year the best team in the regular season, the best team in the regular season again, because they got great coaches, great chemistry, by the way. And for the most part, these guys needed this particular rest. Now you don't have to worry about load management and, you know, guys a little banged up and things of that nature. But, again, there's nothing somebody going to say, Eureka, I found it by watching 1,000 hours of tape. What we can do? Stop it. It ain't going to happen. No way Orlando is going to beat them. Even with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they're not beating the Bucks. Okay? They just don't have enough people on the bench or on the court at the same time to stop them. So I see they're gonna go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and to the big finals, and nobody in the East can stop that. I think we just need to just accept that. And I just don't see a lot of weaknesses with this team. I really don't. I think that's the reason why the coaches are just maybe just saying, you know, we're looking for things that we can improve on here and there. But for the most part, there's nothing anybody could do. Because if it was something they could do, they had done it. They would have done it already. And there's nothing they don't have the players, they don't have the coaches, or they're missing people on the bench. They have too many missing pieces for me to feel like, as a Bucks fan, I'm scared of anybody in the East.
Got Wheels, who tweets out 105.7 FM, the Fan. It helps.
What Wheels say?
It helps the Bucks because they were dealing with a lot of injuries and slumping because of it. It will be the biggest hurt in history if the season is outright canceled. That is from Dayton, and we'll talk more about that possibility coming up next here on The Fan. Longest open ever. There we go. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler as well, as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. All right, so coming up still, we'll do the Chevy drive of the Big Show coming up a little bit later in the show. Plus, we'll talk to somebody from over at Jerry's Old Town. as we talk about Big Show Talks Takeout coming up at 5:45 today. And we'll find out what great specials and stuff you can get from Jerry's Old Town. Again, that comes up at 5:45. Will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the season returns? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, and we'll get to that. Got some people on hold. If you want to jump aboard, you can. Also, tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. But in the break, Leroy and I were talking, Gary, about the fact that now if you have allergies, like a Ryan Horvath does, has his sinus issues and stuff like he has all the time. I tend to have the same type of problems. And man, oh man, Gary, if you are out and about somewhere and you sneeze a couple of times or you cough once, man, people spin on you in a heartbeat, GE, and are like, dude, what are you doing out of your house? Yeah.
You better you're 6 feet away.
Right.
Yeah.
You better make sure you're 30 feet away if you sneeze.
Because now it's not, oh, he probably just has allergies. Now it's like, you have corona. No. Yeah, I mean, immediately. Corona,
well, yeah. I mean, I don't know, because I'm a little hypochondriac. Well, you know what that word is.
Well, you can't leave your house.
Well, I'm a little hypochondriac anyway in that I feel like I got it already.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
No, for real, because y'all don't think about that. You don't think about, you don't sit in your house like one time, like, think you say, do I have it?
You
don't ever question yourself.
When was the last time you left your house? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but I'm still saying, you don't still look at and just say, do I have it? You don't say it to yourself?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't think everybody does.
Probably, yeah.
Gary, I thought you said you was taking that hydroxychloroquine thing that Trump told y'all to take.
Yeah, I am taking it already, yeah.
Well, you so good then.
I got a little built-in, Leroy, but I'm still, you got kids and stuff and all that kind
of stuff. Oh, speaking of kids, Gary.
You don't know what these kids being, where they at. I mean, you know, I don't know, Steve. You can't touch this, you can't touch that. You got to get your food brought in.
Can I say something?
You got to get your food. Let me just say this, Steve. You go ahead. You got to get your food brought in. You got to let it sit on the front porch.
Cook it yourself.
I'm cooking it, but I'm just saying you can order your food and they bring it to your house, but you got to let it sit on the front porch for like 3-4 days before you even touch it. Then when you bring it in the house, you got to spray it down with Lysol. You got to have one side of your counter got to be with the side that you sit it on. The other side is where you clean it. I don't even know. I mean, Steve, go ahead.
I'm curious about something. So, like, I went to Pick and Save earlier today, grabbed some lunch, I get something to drink, got myself a sandwich over there quick, and they have, like, this plexiglass up now. Over here on Highway 100. The one by us in Oak Creek, I don't think has it yet. But they got plexiglass up between the cashier and the person that's paying for the food.
They got
stuff.
It at Oak Creek now, Steve.
Do they have it in Oak Creek now? Okay. So you have it separating the two, okay? So I was like, okay. And then, you know, they all have the gloves on, as does, like, everybody. Like, people shopping in stores have gloves on now. People working at different businesses have gloves on and so forth. And I'm sitting here, and I'm kind of observing and watching this. Now, I understand the point of the glove, obviously, is to, you know, help you so you don't catch anything, your hands in the glove. But, like, all the food that's coming through that you're checking out, or all the money you're handling if you run a cashier register at a business, or whatever the case may be, and you're wearing these gloves, and I don't know scientifically how this works, but all of those germs or whatever else are just sticking essentially to these gloves. You can't, like, wash the gloves like you can wash your hands. You're not sanitizing the gloves like you can sanitize your hands in between transactions or something like that. I just wonder, like, is that actually helping or hurting everything
by everybody keeping...
Because you're not changing gloves in between each transaction.
No,
you're keeping them on the whole shift.
Does it fall off the rubber? I mean, the rubber, you can't get it. I don't know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Steve. I don't know.
There's a lot of unknowns. I just think you err on the side of caution, right? If you, like, say, I don't think this right, then you don't do it.
Hey, listen, you conspiracy theorists.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I was just asking a question.
I'm talking about, you know who I'm talking about, Steve.
Oh, okay.
This other guy.
What am I saying?
What is wrong with you? You don't have to sit your food outside for food. Who told you that?
Yeah, that's what they said on the thing, man.
Who is they? Who is they?
A trunk?
Man, you need to stop, man.
Trunk said you got through Dr. Fauci, you gotta let your food sit outside,
if it comes from an outside source,
you gotta let it sit out. Look it up. You gotta let it sit outside for like 2-3 days for the virus to get killed. Then you can bring it in the house.
If you sit out there with 2-3 days, the raccoon's gonna have all the food.
No,
stop
you
it.
Got like a little, you have a little carrying case that you put outside your door, and you and when the paper come people come deliver, they put it inside this thing. And then you can go in and get it in like 3 days. You never hear all this?
No, because there's nobody in America that's going to order takeout and sit it on your porch.
No, not takeout. Not takeout. Hear me wrong.
What, delivery?
Grocery. So they're delivering grocery to your house.
Right.
So if you don't want to go out, they'll deliver it to your house.
Sure, and they've been doing that before this.
Right.
Yeah, but... Yep. Yeah.
So what they're saying is you need to leave that grocery that has been delivered to your house. It needs to be outside 3 days. Steve, Ken Plucker, can you look that up real quick so we can shoot Leroy down? I'm trying to educate Leroy. Leroy don't know what the hell is going on.
You don't know what you're talking about.
He don't know. He's just living life. He don't even know what we're doing out here in the world.
I got something right here. Hold on a second. I got something right here. It was from... It was from yesterday, okay? And it says, before you get store, make a list, blah, 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 blah. Stay 6 feet away from other people, so forth. Hold on. The title of the article is, You Don't Need to Leave Your Groceries in the Garage for 3 Days. That's the title of the article. You do not have to. People have taken to social media to warn of tainted packaging, offering unscientific solutions such as keeping your groceries in your garage for 3 days or washing your produce with soap. Yeah. Don't do that, Schaffner said. Donald Schaffner is a professor of food science at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Certainly there is a risk of getting sick by going to the grocery store, but it comes from being around other people.
Right, okay. Not the stuff.
But so obviously, that's been going around on social media, what Gary just said.
Right.
And they're saying that is
that's
not
true. That's
why
I say people need to quit passing all this bad information, scaring people, man.
Okay, I got some more. Leaving groceries outside for up to 3 days is based on research published in the New England Journal of Medicine showing the virus can live up to 3 days on certain surfaces.
Correct.
But Schaffner said focusing on that is a bit misguided because what's more important is the virus's half-life or the amount of time it takes for half of the virus particles to become inactive. Secondly, this virus seems to survive better in cold conditions, so putting it in the garage in Wisconsin in April probably isn't going to do you much good. Quote, that's not a terribly smart or effective risk mitigation measure, he said. Adding that spraying or wiping down packaging with disinfectant is also overkill. But if you're worried the virus is lurking on your packaging, Schaffner suggested, washing your hands after you remove the food from the shopping bags and put it away. Quote, the probability that there's coronavirus there is rather small anyway, and even if it is there, washing your hands will get rid of it.
See, there you go, Leroy.
So there you go. We ended that quickly.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You didn't end it. It's just people who are taking... extra precautionary care of if they think that it
no
is.
No doubt, yes.
Because what we do know, here's what we do know. I think we do know it lives on certain surfaces longer than others.
Man.
I think we do know that, right?
No, you're going to get a lot of groceries stolen from people leaving out there, first of all. They're going to steal it. Just spray your stuff down, bring it in, man, especially if it's non-perishable. What are you scared of? You're not going to get the virus.
Everybody's scared at this point, Leroy. Hey, all right, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the season
returns? Is that what you're talking about? Let's get back to that.
This fool.
We've got the Share a Little Sunshine segment coming up at 5:35.
Share a Little Sunshine.
Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind.
You're getting on my lad nerve right now.
You can email us live at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with whatever positive story you have. When you think of positivity
and you think of
sunshine, you think of Ram on the north side. He joins us now on the big show. What's
man,
up, Ram?
Nobody think of sunshine. They talk to Ram. Every time I have to look on my social, Joker going at Ram about something.
They jealous
man,
of Ram. That's
I'm
all.
Why they, why, Ram, why the people all
I'm
over you,
it.
Man?
I'm from the hood. I can handle it.
Thank okay. you.
I can handle it. Bring it. I tell them to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what they say, Leroy? If you come with some, you got to bring some.
That's right.
Hey, I keep it 100. I got a question about this hiatus period. Why is it like we in Milwaukee, I know people see the Bucks a certain way, but why they don't think that some of these other teams are as good or have gotten better? especially the ones who have had these long-term injuries. And the three teams that I get concerned with is the Heat, the Miami Heat, Philly, and Boston. And they haven't been at full strength, and we've been missing Hill. Mm-hmm. But my thing going into the, if there is a playoffs, I'm like with Leroy. You got to have some shooters and somebody can just get them grit out buckets. And
you have
right now,
to.
Only person we really have seen is Giannis. So it's almost like you're going. I will say this. I'm gonna hang up, but I say this: going into the playoffs, it's gonna be like going to the gym. And you walk to the gym. I'm with Leroy. We trying to see who got next, and we trying to see who we gonna get. And somebody come up to you and say, "Man, can I run with you?" And then Leroy gonna look at, "Nah, man, let me see." That's what this last piece is gonna look like. So the Bucks is getting healed up, and these other teams get healed. But that's just, you know, when you look at the contenders and this new type of game that's gonna be played. I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Steve. How do you think the referees, when they get, how do you think they're going to call this? I mean, because you don't want a lot of touching and all. That'll be in their head, or going to let them bang a little bit underneath? That's a great question.
I don't think you can allow anybody to go play in a basketball game unless they've been tested prior to going
I'm talking about, once everything is, you know, down
right.
the line.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's say we get to a point of all clear, right? Like, everybody
right.
go back.
Oh, they all will be tested.
That's what I'm saying. I think, because they're saying that they're going to have testing here that you can get results back in like 15 minutes or something. So, if that's the case, and I think before every game, they test every player before they go out on the court, like 2 hours before game time to make sure everybody is good, and then they go out there and play. I think the referees get tested, the players get tested, the coaches get tested. Every game. I would say every game for the rest of the year, everybody gets tested. I don't care how much of a pain in the butt it is for everybody involved, but I think that's probably the best way to go about this. A coming back for this season. Now, next season, if this thing is passed and done and gone, then fine. Then go back to being normal and not worry about it as much.
They'll have a vaccine by next year, hopefully, you know, early 21, allegedly. But if they test everybody, all the players once, they don't need to test them every game. Just once will be fine. Because it wouldn't be, no one out there will be exposed to it. It'll just now you may be right, though, Steve, because they sign a new player that came from like another league from overseas or the G League or something, yeah, you're right. Then you're right. They would have to test everybody before every game because it has to be a lot of roster. Do they expand the rosters as well in the playoffs?
No.
In the NBA, they don't do that, right? That's mm-hmm. just for baseball, right?
That's just for September for baseball.
Yeah, so for baseball, they're going to have to test guys all the time as well, right? Because they can expand the roster, bring the guys up from AAA, AA.
I would think
overseas.
I could be wrong, but I would think when baseball comes back, they'll come back with expanded rosters. I mean, they're already expanded by one position coming
that
into this
awesome.
Year. But to start, I think for the first month or so, they'll probably expand it even more, trying to get all of these guys some game action.
Great
these
idea.
Pitchers aren't
going
to.
Great idea.
I could be wrong. I don't think these pitchers are going to come out of the box going 7 or 8 innings, having not pitched for all these months. They're going to have to give them 2 to 4 weeks to ramp up. And even at that point, I think because of the fear of getting guys hurt and so forth by overpitching, I think the Players Association for Major League Baseball is going to have to step up and suggest to the owners that we have expanded rosters, maybe 2 or 3 more positions added on to begin the season than what we were talking about previously. What do you think, Gary?
Gary, don't that benefit the Brewers? Because they've been doing it by committee anyway with the bullpen.
Well, I mean, it does. I mean, I would agree
yeah.
with that. But I think when you look at, I mean, long-term is what we're trying to figure out here, right?
Yep.
Correct.
I mean, and so when you're trying to look at long-term, you're talking about the Bucks. I mean, you're talking about Giannis. I mean, you're doing and Ram is right. He brings up a point. How do we know these other teams hadn't gotten any better?
They might be, but how much better to beat the Bucks in 7 games? I don't see it.
I mean, how do we know that this didn't do – how do we know that really the Boston Celtics needed this break more than the Milwaukee Bucks? I think at the end of the day, it comes down to talent, right? And right now, the Milwaukee Bucks have the best basketball player
yes.
in the NBA, right? And
yep.
when that normally happens, that means that your team is going to be in contention for the championship. Let's just
right.
get cut
sure.
it right to the cut, right to the chase, and that's Giannis.
Right to the
so,
cut.
To me, you get it right to it. So, to me, it's all about Giannis. I think it benefits Giannis more than anybody else because he's going to have to be able to carry this team. He just is. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, so he needs his rest. Well, what you worried about, Jans, is the rust, right? Is he still putting in time? Because you know he got that baby now, Roy. I mean, I don't know if
he's got his own gym. He put a gym in his house, I think.
So if he's still putting in the time, then you know you're good.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
What the baby got to do with it?
Well,
it takes away time.
Take away a little time.
Louis got more babies than both of us. What do you mean? Like, you don't know.
Thank you.
But Leroy ain't like me and you, man.
Man.
You know, babies affect guys like you and I, Steve. Babies don't affect Leroy.
Hey, we're not
all mental.
We're not Superman like you, Leroy. All right.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Coming up next, we got to check in with
Leroy. Leroy would never go in the garage just so his baby would sleep. Leroy throw the baby outside.
No, he would not. No,
I won't. He'll be right on my lap. Right on my lap. Go to break, Steve.
I will. Coming up next, we'll hear from former Packers wide receiver James Jones, now with the NFL Network. He joined Bill Michaels earlier today. We'll play that back for you. Time now, checking with CBS News on the latest for the COVID-19 pandemic. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Earlier today on the Bill Michaels Radio Network, heard statewide, he had on former Packers wide receiver, and of course now with the NFL Network, James Jones, and this is what he had to say.
Joined now by our good friend, whenever we're traveling and round about, whether it's in Green Bay or at Super Bowl, we always get a chance to talk to this guy, former Packer wide receiver, NFL Network analyst, our buddy James Jones, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, James?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're all trying to stay safe, stay distancing, and stay healthy, and hopefully come through this better for all this. But the NFL trudges on. I know you guys are busy getting ready for the NFL draft and such, but you know, the Packers, first and foremost, give me your thoughts on what the Packers have done this offseason in picking up Funchess, picking up Ricky Wagner, letting Blake Martinez go, Brian Bulaga go, getting Kirksey. Give me your thoughts.
I like what they did. I mean, you get Funchess, you get another big body guy on the other side of Devontae Adams that can win some one-on-ones, that's made some plays in the league, so that can add some depth to that wide receiver core. You get a big-time linebacker who's playing at a very high level in Kirksey before he got hurt. You just get a guy that could really do everything. You know, he can cover. He can cut down and tackle. He's a big body. So, you know, if he stays healthy, I mean, I think that'll be an addition. I mean, I wanted to see them try to keep Blake Martinez, but if you can't keep him, you get a player just as good, you know, for cheaper as well. So I love the things that they did in free agency. So I'm just waiting to see what they do in the draft.
Well, that's just it. In the draft, there's a lot of wide receivers in this draft. You know you need some additional weapons for Aaron Rodgers. And you and I talked about this at Super Bowl. It's not easy to get on the same page and have that kind of trust. So they need Funchess to offset what Devontae Adams does. But how difficult is it going to be for an incoming rookie, no matter how good he is, to come in and all of a sudden just be on that same page with Aaron Rodgers and really kind of alleviate some of the pressure for Devontae Adams?
I mean, it's gonna be hard. I mean, I tell people all the time, man. I mean, me, Jordy, Randall, Donald. I mean, we played with 12 for so long. We talked to 12 every single day on the off the field. So we knew what 12 was thinking in games before he was even thinking it. We knew once he looked at us exactly what he wanted us to do. And that takes time. That's not a year. That's not 2 years. That takes time. So, you know, when a young guy comes in there, I always encourage him, especially when they go to Green Bay with 12, man, it's not just on the field, man, off the field, in the meetings, man, stay after meets, he will stay after with you. He's a competitor. He wants to win. So just ask him, hey, man, can you stay after? Can we go over signals? Can you tell me what you was thinking on this route that we had miscommunication on? And you have to get on the same page with them. But I definitely think that's the route they have to go. They have to go get a receiver. You got Funchess. You got Devontae Adams. If you go get a guy that can run and make some plays on the outside, man, that's going to definitely help the offense heading in.
Now, you've got four guys coming up next year that are all going to get paid, or at least due paid. Kenny Clark, your defensive nose tackle. Then you've got David Bakhtiari. You know you've got Aaron Jones coming up, and then Corey Linsley, two of the guys on the offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers. In level of importance, who, if you're the general manager sitting there saying, man, I got to save some money to take care of this guy or a couple of guys, who on the level of importance are you trying to keep around?
First and foremost is Bakhtiari. You got to keep Bak around. I mean, shoot, if you want Aaron Rodgers to play for 5-6 more years, I mean, you got to keep Bakhtiari around, a guy that's been protecting him for a very long time and been out there holding down the island by himself, one-on-one with the best pass rushers in this game, in this business. So I would go Bakhtiari, and I would go Kenny Clark. I mean, you gotta get Kenny Clark signed for a long time, man. A very good young player, a key stone in that defense to build around, that causes problems, run stopper. I mean, just after the quarterback, you know, you gotta find a way to get him sold up.
Talking with our buddy James Jones, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at 89JonesNTAF. You know, Aaron Rodgers not getting any younger. We talked about this last year, a 13-3 season, first year in that system, second year coming up in the absorption of what Matt LaFleur had to put forth. You tell me, how much better do you expect this offense to be next year?
And I expect it to take a huge step, man. And, you know, to be honest with you, I just really expect him to be more consistent. You know, it's Aaron's second year going into the offense. He knows how LaFleur likes to call games. He understands, you know, certain situations, what he's trying to get to. You know, if he gets a couple more guys on the outside, you know, you got two very good young running backs. You got a star wide receiver. You get some help on the outside, man. And especially a guy that can run with some speed, man. What LaFleur likes to do with them deep shots down the field. I mean, this offense can explode, you know. And it's not just year two for Aaron. It's year two for Devontae. It's two for Aaron Jones. It's two for all those guys. So they're going to come into training camp not have to learn, not have to do anything like that. They're just going to have to add on to stuff, you know. And when you could just come into training camp and say, all right, this is what we did last year. We're going to add some extra stuff onto this stuff. That's what starts making that offense more dangerous. And then you get in there and you say, Aaron, look at last year you called these type plays and you adjusted to these plays. And Aaron's like, yep, now I can get to these and these and these. It's just a different feel that you have for an offense in year two.
Now around the rest of the league, you talk about guys much like Nick Foles coming into Chicago. They let go of Stephon Diggs in Minnesota, and yeah, I don't know if those teams are, you know, obviously the decaying defense in Minnesota as well. Are those teams better or worse than where the Packers stood at 13-3 last season?
I think the Bears are better with Nick Foles. You know, I just feel like Nick Foles is one of those guys who, you know, is going to come in there and understand exactly what Matt Nagy wants. You know, he knows he has a big-time defense behind him, so he can be able to, you know, it's okay to punt. So I think them getting Nick Foles, they got better, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think that they'll probably beef up this offensive line and something like that in the draft and run the ball more. So I think they got better. I mean, Minnesota, it's hard that they got better letting go of a star wide receiver and Stephon Diggs. Now you got to go and try to replace him in the draft and get another guy on the other side of the season. So I'm gonna say they got worse. I mean, the best thing that they had going is if you get load up the box of Dalvin Cook, you got to figure out a way to man up Thielen and Diggs. Now it's okay, load that box up, take away Thielen. You know, so I don't think they got better.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I know they still have optimism in Minnesota. I see that. They were at their peak a couple of years ago. They did win a playoff game last year and got that monkey off their back, but they were strapped for cash, and I just don't know how, unless they really strike it in the draft, I just don't know if they're going to get much better than where they were last season. Give me your thoughts on Brady going to Tampa Bay and what the viability is for Tampa Bay actually looking for a Super Bowl.
I mean, obviously, it's hard to say you don't like it, but no, I'm just going off of what he has around him. I mean, he's coming into a situation to where he has two big
number one wide receivers, because I believe Chris Godwin is a number one wide receiver. You have Mike Evans on the other side. You have O.J. Howard, who, if the switch comes on for him, you're talking about an all-pro tight end, you know. So he has everything he wants over there to succeed. I just think for Tampa, like I tell people all the time, Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He's had a top 10 defense. He's had a top 10 defense 6 of those Super Bowls, you know. So as good as Tom Brady is and the games that he's won, he's always had a big-time defense. So if the defense doesn't stop anybody and the ball is always in Tom Brady's hands, I don't know how good they are going to be. So, you know, with what they have on offense, they need to go and they need to build up that defense. They signed back Pierre Paul and signed back Sue. So they're trying to do the right thing over there. And in the draft, if they can get some more key guys on that defensive side of the ball, I think they're going to be in good shape.
So tell me about you guys right now. I mean, this is a really weird world that we live in because we don't see an end to this anytime soon. We're kind of going through the motions as if things are going to get back to normal within the next, hopefully, couple months. But what is it like right now with you guys, the NFL Network? I mean, everybody's working from home, but you're trying to get all your work done, and you're trying to at least hope, cross your fingers, that we actually have an NFL season, man.
Yeah, man, every day I wake up, man, I'm just hoping for some positive news, man, that, you know, we got this thing under control and, you know, everybody could kind of get back to normal, man. But right now over here, I'm in Arizona. We're just starting to record a lot of live, a lot of stuff on the computer and stuff like that to goes online and all that stuff for NFL Network. So that'll be coming soon. We're supposed to be starting on Saturday. Getting on some FaceTime stuff and all, you know, that stuff, and discussing some of these football topics and things out there. But a lot of the work is going to be from home, man. So I've had a lot of free time on my hands. So I've destroyed one of my garages and turned it into a gym so I don't get too lazy.
Yeah, right.
I go in the backyard. I run around with boys, man, play some basketball and stuff like that, man, and just try to stay busy, man, try to make these days go by a little bit faster, man. But it's tough, man. A lot of us are so used to moving and getting up and going, and now we're just kind of trapped in the house trying to let this stuff pass. So, you know, I just keep encouraging people, everybody I talk to, man, stay in the house, man. It'll all pass. It'll be over before we know it. We'll be looking back on this like, man, when we were locked down, for those couple months, and, you know, now stuff is back to normal. So, you know, just make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I know. Same thing, man. I've been preaching that. Try to stay well. Try to stay at home and get your stuff done and do what's right. And hopefully we all come out of this a little bit better. But, man, it's a tough time right now. Hey, James, I always appreciate you coming on. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us. Great to see you down in Miami, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Perfect, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. James Jones, former Packer wide receiver, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
All right, so there is James Jones on with Bill Michaels earlier today. James Jones has to be one of the more beloved Packers that we've seen probably in the last 20 or so years. Wouldn't you think, Gary?
Outside of Leroy.
I'm not talking his era. I'm just saying like the Aaron Rodgers era. Jordy Nelson, James Jones, kind of all in that same thing, right?
Yeah, I would agree. And then Donald Driver, obviously.
Driver, too, yep.
Right, yeah.
Because, again, the other thing that goes about this and makes him look even better is this whole Greg Jennings thing with him being on TV and kind of being the anti-Packer, I guess is how he's viewed by the fans, Leroy, makes James Jones look even better. And then on top of that, you know, these guys are feeding him stories, so he's breaking stories on top of it.
People still think Greg Jennings is an anti-Packer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anti-Rodgers, all that. No, it's going to be a while before that changes. Huh. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't get that. Well, let's just move on.
Why don't you get that? What don't you get about that?
Because
you know how that smoke is. If you come out and say what you want to say about Rodgers, and it may be true, but nobody wants to hear it. That's why he took all the smoke.
Well, that's the thing. He's on a national thing. He's not a one of these locals. He can't. He can say what he wants. National.
Yeah, but Packer fans are not going to embrace that.
Yeah.
Packer fans need to understand that, you know, there's a 2 sides, 3 sides, and 4 sides of every story. I mean, you can believe
Packer fans don't want to hear the truth. Packer fans want you to stay in your lane and lie to them.
No, they don't.
Finley's in the same boat as Greg Jennings. Yeah, he is. I mean, Finley's another one that isn't loved by Packer fans either.
Well, you come on out right now and say something what you feel about Aaron Rodgers and it's the truth, TRUFF, and it's what you feel, and see what kind of smoke you get.
That doesn't drive anything. He still.
I'm not saying that it drives, but that's what fans. That's how fans are.
But see, here's the thing about that's a head scratcher to me. If he's on a national show and he has his opinion, you can disagree with it. But exiling a guy away from the fan base, I thought we were a little bit more astute than that.
Well, he was just at a Bucks game this year, wasn't he? He didn't. I don't think he got booed. I think he got cheered at the Bucks game.
Well, nobody. I just think that if I'm gonna brag about Packer fans being the best, I think we gotta be a little bit more wide ranging than going after somebody if they say anything that's their opinion, or because fans give their opinion all the time. That's what Twitter is all about. And you can, you know, debate him or whatever, but if he's on a national show, I don't look at he was talking about what happens when he was there and analyzing. I don't think he's kicked out the family. I think he's more kicked out the family going to Minnesota than saying anything about that. I remember after the Chicago game, I had mentioned something about Mr. Trubisky beating Aaron Rodgers, and it was a few fans got upset, but the one person who didn't get upset was Aaron Rodgers. I think, man, his relationship is even better because, hey, man, I understand how people feel that we get beat by teams, get upset, but no way did you hold that on somebody's resume because they said something negative. If that's the case, then Steve would never have a job, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I'm not a former player. It's different for former players.
Let me tell you how it ain't different. You got a platform.
But nobody expects me to say one thing one way or the other.
It is different for former players. It's totally different. Leroy's totally different.
Well, y'all totally right, different. Man. I totally say y'all different. Right. I ain't got no
but,
opinion.
But you
y'all
tell us
right.
How. No, you do. You tell us how. It's not the same.
Because
Sparky doesn't travel in the same circles as we do.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Doesn't.
You're right. I say you're right. What's the next subject? Y'all right. I'm through with it.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Do all this. Oh, wait. Leroy trying
hey,
to
Hey, man. Just let it go, Gary. Just let it go, man. You're right. I said you're right. What else you want me to do?
All right, coming up next, it's time for...
100, man.
You're right, man. Let it go.
All right, coming up next, it's the Bofording Buzz of the Day. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Still to come, share a little sunshine, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Email us your positive story that you may have, whether it be some with your kids, something you maybe saw in a store, or a grocery store, whatever the case may be, just trying to put a smile on people's faces. Email us live at 1057fmthefan.com, live at 1057fmthefan.com. We'll read those stories for you coming up at 5:35.
I got one for you,
sunshine.
Steve.
Yes.
I got one for you at 5:35 or 5:40.
Beautiful.
Yeah, 5:35. I
good.
Got one for you.
All right, good, Leroy. I'm looking forward to hearing what that is. Try and put a smile on some people's faces. Right now, it's time for the Sports Buzz.
It's time for the Bofording Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Bofording beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
All right, something that's trending a little bit right now. People talking about Tony Boselli. Have you seen this story on Tony Boselli, guys?
Okay, what's that about?
He has been battling COVID-19. Spent 5 days in the hospital at 47, saw his condition deteriorate so fast that he wondered if he would pull through. He ended up in ICU, hooked up to IVs and needing oxygen. Doctors released him on Monday. Boselli told Gene Fournette, close personal friend of Leroy Butler of the Jacksonville.com, for whatever reason, a COVID-19 buried me and didn't do much to her talking about his wife. She's obviously much tougher than I am. She had 7 to 10 days where she didn't feel like herself, but her symptoms were mild. Vasily continues to get stronger by the day. He said, quote, I can still feel my lungs aren't all the way back. I have no fever. The cough is under control. I get tired quicker, but I'm starting to answer emails, said Vasily. Vasily developed initial symptoms on March 16th after playing golf the previous weekend at Sawgrass Country Club. He got progressively worse, found out March 20th he had tested positive. By March 25th, Vasily was in the Mayo Clinic fighting for his life. Quote from Vasily, I guess the thought was there's no way this is how the story is supposed to end here. This is nuts. I never felt like poor me or why me. You get sick, it happens. But the fact I was in the hospital with the coronavirus and crazy thoughts were going through my mind, like I can't believe this is going on. The worst was my second day in ICU when they were upping my oxygen levels. That was probably the lowest, scariest moment. I had no family around me. I can't remember exactly what the doctor said. Something about the machine needing to go to another level for more oxygen if that didn't work. Whatever drugs they were giving me in combination with the oxygen, it got me to where I needed to be. I never had to find out what that next level was, end quote. Scary stuff, yeah. Man. And that dude's 47. That dude's not 77 or 87. No, he is 40.
He ripped up too, Steve.
47 years old, man. And doing you know, a reporting on Monday Night Football on Westwood One and all that fun stuff. And a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame, just like Leroy Butler, and was just going through that whole voting process this last go-around like Leroy was. And that's just scary stuff, man. 47 years old.
Yeah, I sent him a text, sent him to hang in there. He's a great guy, man. Him and his wife are just fantastic people. And you know, when you remember Gary, and people know it's a lot of hyperbole. We joke a lot, but you remember Gary was saying that people have anxiety, think they got it.
Yep.
That's real, because you hear these stories, right? And then you're just like, okay, I was just like coughing. You know, and coughing, and I feel bad. And they say, you know, Chris Cuomo, you know, his brother's the governor of New York. He ended up getting it. But what I was missing was, guys, how they think they got it. Like, where were they out? Or that's the information that's needed. Once somebody gets it, how do you think you contracted it? Was it by going to the store? Did somebody cough on you? Were you on a plane? Were you out of the country? I mean, that kind of data was very, very, very good. But not to go into a funny lane, but Gary, you know all my kids. Now, they joke too much. So yesterday, you know, I got allergies, but I'm on the mild level. My wife is way up with allergies. From April on, when pollen starts, She sneezed 13 times 2 years ago, and we thought it was funny. I coughed 4 times in a row yesterday, right? You know what the kids told me, Gary?
What they told you, Leroy?
Calm down over there, Steve.
That's not funny. Y'all kids should not be making fun of me. That is not funny.
Because they hear me ripping on
making
you,
fun
coughing
of me. Yeah.
All the time,
yeah,
and
funny.
They put it back on me.
Y'all are funny.
So, Steve, I owe you an apology, man. I didn't think that was funny, man. They would fall on the floor laughing. They was like, why don't you call him Spark? I said, I don't know, the Steve thing is funnier. But that's
everything
my guy, though.
Funny, Steve.
Man, these kids drive me crazy, Gary. I was online doing this little test thing with them, and you get a chance to go through it with your parents, and it's a question the parents have to answer. I was like, man, I'm glad I ain't in school no more, okay? But it's a lot of the history and health thing they're trying to, you know, talk about, like, Sierra, that's the one with the glasses, Gary. That's a smart one, the 4.889.
Well, both of them smart, Leroy.
Nah, one of them like a 3-something.
Both
of them
smart,
Roy.
Just start doing that.
I didn't know they'd go over 2.0, Steve. I'm dead serious. I didn't know all these. But she say, listen, do you know it's the difference between bacteria and viruses? I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's bacteria. This is a virus. It's totally different. And then she said, and then when you throw germs in there, it's something. I say, how can you, what are you talking? She said, it's all different. You got to protect yourself. I just looked at her like, you definitely came from your mom, because I don't know nothing about that, Gary. But he's gonna be fine, Steve. If you want me to, I can see if how he feels the next couple of weeks. We can try to get him on to make sure he's, once he's cured, we can try to see if we can get him on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. We've had him on the show. Man. We've had him on the show before.
He's great,
very nice
he's
guy.
A great. Yep. Oh, my God. He's such a nice guy. But him going through it, because if you're listening to my voice, you know somebody who's going through it. And the data that I'm looking for is how do you think you contracted it or how do you think you got it? That's what I've been wanting to know from. I mean, I know what the scientists say, how we think they get it, Garrett. But how do you, somebody, because I do know a young man who went through it for 14 days and he's cured. He's fine. He's back to work and, you know, he's doing everything. He looks great. I mean, he say he can't get it again and all that. I say, well, I don't know if that's true or not, but he's one of the few people that's working locally who's going to donate some of his plasma or blood and see can they figure out something with that. But he told me how he got it, Gary. He said he was at a church function. And they had to do some kind of break off into like little groups and study the Bible. And he said two of the members were coughing and sneezing, but he didn't think any of it. This was about a month ago. He said that's when he started feeling bad. And next thing you know, he went and to the emergency room and he was ICU and all that. So I kind of know how that had worked. But he was in close with people. Because it was a faulty story out there, Dr. Fauci said, because another young man published a report, said you could get it at 27 feet. He said it may be possible but misleading, because if you say, chew and like spit all out, maybe you can get it on somebody, but no one sneezes like that, so it's kind of misleading. But to know that somebody like Tony Baselli and Chris Cuomo has it, hopefully people do take it more seriously.
All right, take a quick time out here. Coming up on the other side, we're going to have some fun. Going to loosen things up
a
little bit.
Yeah, let's have some fun, Steve.
Have some fun. The question is this. If you could see one player in their prime just one more time, and just in one game, who would it be? It can be somebody
other than me and Gary. You got to pick somebody other than me and Gary.
Right.
Other than me and Gary.
Yeah,
because I know that's what people are going to say.
So it could be somebody that's passed away. It could be somebody that's retired. Doesn't matter. If you could see one player in their prime in one game, one time, who would it be? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.